Hi guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. So forget about Magic Shave and clippers. We deserve better products that work better for us. So check out getbevel.com today and use code THERead to get 20% off your first month. That's getbevel.com, GETBEVEL.com. Elevate your shaving experience with Bevel and The Read. And now let's get the show started.
I don't want somebody loving everybody. I need a shy guy. Scotty guy.
Only be mine.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, mercy, mercy.
That was so great, and I just knew that you were going to get it, and you did.
I actually knew that one. First time for everything.
I know you don't know who sings it, though.
Isn't it Patrick?
Oh, God.
Maybe
but you
not.
Know what? I'm actually going to let you have that.
Because it's not Patrick.
It's fine. It's actually Diana King.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Right, but you know what? Fair.
Sorry, Diana. Sorry.
You didn't say Ariana, and that's all that matters.
You.
I'm Diana King.
Okay, and I am Leon Bridges.
And this is The Read.
Have you heard of Leon Bridges?
Sure.
I love him so much. His album just came out, and he's just so, he's like this young guy out of Texas making like real music. It's just like soulful, like throwback R&B. Like, I just love him anyway. Go get Leon Bridges' album if you haven't heard it.
Awesome.
So that was just, he didn't pay me to say that or anything. I just like him.
Well, guys.
What's up with you? You good?
I am going to get the show started with some good old black excellence.
Who do we have this week?
I just want to say again that it's very important to remember that black people are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know,
we are.
Our food is delicious and
oh, God.
Our, you know, physical features and hair and things like that and dances and culture. So this week I want to start I'm really sorry if I don't say this right. I think her name is Zuriel Oduwole. I'm sorry, I tried.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, she's 12 years old and they're calling her the world's youngest filmmaker, and she's already produced and directed 4 documentaries, including one called The Ghana Revolution from 2012, and one called, her second one was called Educating and Healing Africa Out of Poverty.
Wow.
She also has her own nonprofit, which focuses on education in developing nations. And she's just very in tune with, you know, like African issues. And so that's what she centers a lot of her projects around. She taught herself how to write her own scripts and edit her own videos.
Oh my God.
To us from the web.
She's 12?
12.
What
a whole entire
fuck?
12. The number after 11.
You already got 2 documentaries under your belt and a nonprofit, and you are 12
4.
Years old.
Four
Get
docs,
the fuck
girl.
Out of here.
4
I
whole
can't.
Documentaries.
These kids, wow.
4 entire ones.
Jesus.
She also interviews a lot of government leaders. She's interviewed 14 government leaders so far.
Out of here. This little girl is everything.
So,
I love it. Congratulations.
Yeah, look her up. Her name's Zuriel, Z-U-R-I-E-L, and read all about her. She's pretty awesome. She's got, you know.
Where does she live?
She's fashionable as fuck, too. She lives in Africa.
Oh, okay. Well, good for her. Congratulations. I wasn't sure. You know, I thought maybe which country, but it's
fine. Exactly. It says here that her father's homeland is Nigeria. And
ooh, Nigeria. I found out I was mostly Nigerian this week.
Oh, you know, I think I'm going to do that too.
Yeah, you should. I went on Ancestry.com has like one of those DNA ethnicity tests that you can take. And
yeah,
I did it like last month and just got my results in. And Nigeria came out on top.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have to
so,
know mine.
Yes, I'm so hyped. Like, I'm so excited. I'm putting the flag up in my apartment.
Anyway, so I don't even know if this girl is actually from Africa. But either way,
right.
That's
she says,
her ancestry, so. And she's awesome. So go and read about her and find out the correct answer to that. Just like, oh, yeah, she's
just
from Africa.
Somewhere in Africa.
Just,
you know, no, huge continent.
Over there, like, somewhere, that whole piece of land.
You know, over there.
Oh, God. All right. So this weekend, bitch, you guessed it. Attention, B. Beyonce and more.
Okay.
Woo, with a little bit of smile and taste. I don't know. I don't have a name.
So you just add your own little flair on there at the end, huh?
I think that, you know what? We're going to have to just use a sound bite. I think it is best that we use a sound bite for this, the Hot Topic section. So should it be attention, bitch, you guessed it, or chicken get your chicken here? I don't know.
You should let the people vote. Y'all should tweet Kid Fury and let him know what you want.
You don't need to tweet me. You can tweet this is the READ on Twitter. Is where you can send the tweets.
Okay.
And let us know what you think. The whole both of us. Thanks a bunch.
Wow, you ain't shit.
So listen.
This bullshit.
It's just so much of it. I don't even know. All right. So first of all, Karrueche's a lesbian.
No, I told you before that we were not going to let this happen. I don't give a fuck how hurt she is. She's not one of us. She can't sit with us. Period.
But she
really, you don't get to.
With the girl from Orange is the New Black. Is she like a world? Is she like a huge model?
She's so fine. I think she's like Maybelline Australia. Her name is Ruby Rose. I think she's the rep for like Maybelline Australia or something. But she's just, she's got to be top three finest white girls I've ever laid eyes on. Have you finished season 3 of Orange is the New Black?
I've barely put a dent in it.
Oh my God.
There's just so much to watch.
Well, there's like probably 70% less coon activity. So I think people are like, some people are turned off by the lack of drama, but I loved how they got into like the backstories and the character development this season. But Ruby Rose is on there and she's fine as fuck. And I guess Karrueche saw it and started feeling some kind of way in her lady parts. But I'm gonna need her to shut that down and pack it up, because like I said, it's very infiltrated over here. We are saturated. This market is full and we don't need no new hoes.
I like her tattoos.
Who, Ruby Rose? She is fine. She is fine, but I think she's married, like, to a girl, but still married.
I read that she was engaged.
She has a partner, I guess. Whatever.
Well, either way, she went on a date with Karrueche.
No, she didn't. She went on a promo tour with Karrueche.
All right. So, Karrueche posted a photo of this woman on her Instagram. And it said something, I think it was like a meme, which, oh God. The thing about memes is that you read them sometimes, and more times than not, it's like, I read this whole thing and this wasn't even funny. Like, who made this? Mm-hmm. Were you just trying to like join the meme academy, like meme squad or hall of fame or some shit, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it said something like, every girl is straight until they see Ruby Rose or something. And then she was like in a whole bunch of like pick stitch boxes looking like a B2K album cover or something.
Oh my God. Okay.
Like a bunch of DeBarges. And then the caption said, I'm not confused. I'm ready to love and I'm ready to learn, whatever NDRE said. Mm-hmm. And so then flash forward to like a few nights ago, I guess, when they were outside of like a Pinkberry or Sizzler or something. And then the paparazzi, I don't know, they posted some picture looking like, you know, the L word. And I was like, oh, good for Karrueche. Lesbian time.
No, it's not good for Karrueche. You don't get to be fed up with Chris Brown's bullshit and then come be a lesbian. Like,
why not?
Nobody really thinks that Karrueche is out here eating pussy. Nobody really just looks at Karrueche. No, you don't. You don't really think that she's, first of all, not with Ruby Rose, who is in a relationship with somebody else.
Okay, well, no, not with, you know, the beautiful woman who just like wants.
But then also attention. Just not at all. Like, I feel like Karrueche is just saying or doing whatever she can on the internet to keep people talking about her, I guess, so she can get ratings for that three-headed shark movie that's coming on TNT or whatever the fuck.
I mean, I believe that she prefers sausage, but she dabbles in eggs, bacon, and grits.
I mean, well, sexuality exists in a gray area, and it's very possible that she's also attracted to women. Like I said, Ruby Rose is fine, but I don't believe that she is about to take on no damn lesbian identity now. You could just stop it.
She said previously things about liking girls, and you know,
why do you want this to happen?
Because I do.
Because why do we need Karrueche? Like, why can't she just be on TV?
Because
straight?
I just love lesbians, and I just feel like it's the best place to be.
But don't you think there are enough of us? Like, don't you feel like
are there
I feel like there are more than enough lesbians in this world.
Do you know some?
You know, a handful, but I don't.
You're the only one that I'd be hanging around with.
I don't think
and
we
that's
need
because
Karrueche
you don't ever want
in our numbers
to expand the group. You need to go out here.
You can't make me.
So that we can have more lesbian friends. You know what?
It's I'm fine. Not recruiting lesbian friends for you to kick in.
And then,
with.
Of course, like, all really, of the girls are going to be in town for Pride this week, and your gay ass is magically not going to be. So I would be the only one, like, going around like, oh, hey, I'm this whole entire guy that just wants, you know, lesbian friends. Here I am by myself. Like,
and
I
I'm
can't.
Sure that'll be fine. I'm sure lesbians love you and they will flock to you. You do
no,
not need
I
me
don't.
There to attract
lesbians
the lesbians.
Don't need a whole bunch of queens at their party. That's the point. They need vaginas. And you aren't like,
well,
whatever.
I'm so sorry that my cousin is getting married and I have to go back home.
I just feel like, you know, if dick fails you over and over again, just try it out. Just try it out. Women are so much nicer. Like, studs are nicer. I think.
To whom?
Like, you know, femmes.
Oh, studs are nicer to femmes than what? Gay men, gay tops are to gay bottoms? Or where is that going?
Like, niggas.
You know what? Studs probably do treat you better than niggas do. But if you're not attracted to vagina, then don't go down that road.
But that's the thing. I think Karrueche munches box.
You really do. Like, you really think
wholeheartedly.
That.
Wholeheartedly.
I really don't. But if she does,
and
power
then
to her.
And didn't Chris Brown go on fucking Instagram and TV One or wherever and talk about, oh, bitch, because you fucked Drea and everybody else when I wanted you to, bitch.
Okay, but Chris Brown is on piles and piles of coke. And I'm sure.
I mean, this doesn't mean it's a lie.
No, it doesn't. But a whole lot of girls do stuff in their relationships with their man that they would never do otherwise. A whole lot of girls fuck around with other girls and do threesomes for their niggas. So that's nothing new.
The point is that I really and truly don't care.
Okay.
I just feel like,
all right,
you know, that's a great option. And explore it. You know, try it out. You never know. Ruby Rose ain't going to be the one for you, girl.
Ooh,
you are not going to be on Orange is the New Black, the New Beige,
mm-mm,
Taupe. It's just, that's not going
to
happen
you
for you.
You have to watch the season so we can talk about it, because she is just, damn, like, I usually don't go up for white girls like that, but Ruby Rose is fine as fuck. She just is. I can't help it.
She looks like Ben Tan.
You're judging. She looks like Justin Bieber. She really does. And that's a
gross
joke on the show. Like, somebody calls her Justin Bieber on the show.
Spoiler.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, that's not no damn spoiler. Fuck out of here. The season's been out for like 3 weeks. If you ain't watched it,
let's
you don't
give
a damn.
Kaya.
No, for what?
Kaya has a
you can't even get it out.
Kaya is just so great. Like, I just when all else fails, you can just count
how
on
do you still live
by
her?
Because it's inescapable. She says like the most horrible things sometimes, and just or will just sound like the biggest hater in the world, but then her music is ratchet and great, and then she's funny. Like, she's funny.
So you're playing Kaya at 305 Live on Sunday then?
Well, Kai's not from Miami.
Oh, is it only Miami artists? Because that'll be even funner.
I mean, the focus is Miami, but there'll be music from all over. I mean, Kaya has had records that have mattered to Miami, so you never know what you can hear.
So who did she get on YouTube talking shit about this time? She loved
didn't.
Putting up a tired-ass
there
YouTube
video.
There
was a skit that she did on her Nasty Music album.
Okay. Okay.
What the fuck was the song called? Is it called Can't Let That Head Go?
Oh my god.
I
don't know Kaya's discography. Sorry. I'm not gonna be able to help you with that.
Either way, it's like an acapella remix of Dirty Diana. And it's just so great. And I really need for you to experience it.
Are you about to play it?
For show, cause I be bucking, you see. I tried to slow my game down, but see, that nut was too much. That nigga head was so good, a bitch couldn't help but to buck.
Come on.
I said, nigga, where you been?
Yes.
Why you ain't been answering your phone?
I mean,
so I like it.
It's so good. Like, I just, I'm sorry. Like, it's just like,
I wasn't expecting it to be that good. It's
I'm so
good.
Sorry. And I know that y'all are going to be mad, but it's just so good.
Like, it's like, trash, but I loved it.
Kaya, this is the thing about her, and this is why I'm trying to explain to y'all. Like, she ain't shit. She ain't. And that's fine. She's a hater or whatever. But that Nasty Music album is like low key a gem. Like, if you have ever, like, okay.
Yeah,
so,
you
clearly,
know I haven't. No, I definitely have
just
not.
Just gotta go ahead and do it. Because you don't even.
I understand where Kaya is coming from on this particular song. Like, I get it.
So funny.
But like, she is just, overall, Kaya is just like a mess.
Yes.
Like, what are you even supposed to do with Kaya? Like, she's just.
Enjoy it.
But all right, she could put out nasty ass remixes if she wants to.
She has since been saying, you know, y'all need to go and look for skits from 7 years ago to talk about the queen. And then she went on to promote her new single, Yum Yum Sauce. And it's just so
and
great.
This is for the niggas. My ladies got a question for y'all. They want to know, why in the hell do y'all think it's okay to ask for pussy? But it's not okay when we ask for money. Nigga, what
the
hell
is wrong with y'all?
Get it right.
One don't come without the other.
Niggas like pussy.
And girls like money.
Pay your pussy bill. Ladies like nice things. You swiped your card 3 times last week. A bitch ought to change your name to withdraw. Pay your pussy bill.
You know, that's what I'm just, all I'm saying is.
Well, pay your pussy bill is just.
These are things that you can just.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, that's just something to keep in mind at all times. That's a mantra to live by.
It's just really like it's important that I feel like everyone experience these.
About that nigga, you better get that dick and go, and don't call that nigga no more. Just get it and go, and don't call that nigga no more.
So, like, if you really look at the meat of the situation here.
She's saying what we say.
She's preaching, you know, like really in her own ghetto, greasy
yes,
ass
in
way.
In the hood rattiest ass way. She is actually telling y'all the truth.
I just need for VH1 to go ahead and give Kaya her show. Just give it to her. Just let her do it. She'll calm down so many notches because she'll have the platform to say all of the wretched things she wants to probably say. And she'll also give you, like,
but do
I'm
going to
play
people,
you some nasty music.
Do enough people know who she is to put her on her own reality show? Can't she just move to Atlanta like everybody
else? Enough people
else?
Know what My Neck, My Back is. So if you tell white people, oh, she's the one who does that My Neck, My Back song, they'll be like, oh, I know that. I didn't know that she was still alive. Oh, I didn't know what she looks like. Ooh, like.
Okay. I mean, whatever. I'm just Kaya.
She's just so ghetto and fun.
She has the thing about Kaya. She's always been ghetto trash, like fun ghetto mess since she came out. She's had the same music, the same look. She has not deviated from that at all. You know what you're getting out of Kaya.
She even on that album had some hateful things to say about Trina because I think at the time Trina was with Wayne and I think maybe she was in love with Wayne or some weird shit. And it was just like, oh my God, Kaya, like.
I thought you were going to call her Kate.
Like, girl, calm down. But then Steer comes on and it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. So
I'm just saying. You identify a lot more closely with Kaya's music.
I just identify very closely with hood, ghetto, ratchet, barbecue ass music.
You do. You really do.
I appreciate it. And I feel like it has a very important role to play in my blackness and the history of who I am as an American.
And that's real. And you're allowed.
But as far as people that love Michael Jackson, which is pretty much everyone, they didn't want to hear that fuck shit. Just something.
Well,
that, you know,
we did. None of us requested this, but upon hearing the lyrics, I enjoyed the song. Like, I'm not gonna lie and say that I wanted you to cut that off because I didn't. I liked it, but you know, it's Kaya. It's just,
she also said, "Ask Janet how good I write. I wrote her a hit in 2006." She was so excited about it. She wanted to lick my neck and my back, but I said no.
Girl, you mean to tell me Janet Jackson wanted to?
This is what I'm saying.
Eat like, Kaya's ass.
Who even cares? It's just so funny. Like,
why would Janet? Okay, all right, Kaya, you got
it.
She's
so ghetto.
All right, that's your fave.
Speaking of ghetto, K. Michelle said she's quitting music. Amen.
Well, God is infinite in his blessings, you know. He just...
He's an awesome God. From heaven above
with wings.
Will
and love our God.
He's an awesome God.
He is, he is. When prayers go up, blessings come down.
When Jesus says,
hey!
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus says,
yes, nobody... I'm sorry.
It's
all right,
okay.
So... K. Michelle tweeted, I hate being singer. I hate it.
Yay! I hate your voice.
I hate the hate when I trying to just help my family. They said, would you give it up tomorrow? I am. One more album, I'm out. I've helped women and made money. Number four, my family.
What has she helped women do exactly other than devalue their pussy and chase after niggas who ain't shit? Like, what has K. Michelle done to empower women? Where does she get this information? Who told her that?
I feel like, you know, K. Michelle probably introduced a lot of women to boutiques on Instagram.
Yeah. A lot of y'all found your favorite thought dresses thanks to K. Michelle. Maybe got
trainers,
some ass shots in a hotel room.
Waist trainers.
Yeah, wearing it to bed. You probably started doing squats.
That whole thing.
Other than that, I can't think of anything else she probably taught anybody to
but do. But the point is, I mean, she feels like she's helped women. She's probably helped somebody.
I just...
You all have to stop putting people as your idol. We serve the same God. People are vessels to heal. Music is to heal.
People are vessels... Okay. Don't... Is that the whole quote, or...
That is what she tweeted, sweetie.
So when is she officially not going to make music anymore? Just let me know.
After her next...
No.
VH1 musical or whatever.
When you say you're done, you need to be done, like, right now. I don't mean not done after the next one. Just stop right now. Chris Brown did that same bullshit.
She's not going anywhere. She's just tired of people being mean to her and calling her ghetto, even though she's ghetto.
Oh,
why
gosh.
Do ghetto people, like, hate being called ghetto? Like, I'm ghetto and I love being, like, I love. Like, if a white person called me ghetto, then I'd probably punch you in your motherfucking face
mm-hmm.
because that's something completely different.
Right.
But, like, you can't be so aggressive. You can't just be blatantly ghetto and then be mad. That people are like, ooh, you hood,
like ghetto is your whole image. Your that sound, that look, everything that you're doing is real hood. It's real urban. How do you not know that? Like, you are the one getting on Instagram talking about you making money for the real girls out
holding
down they niggas and all this shit. Like,
aside from that, you on TV hitting bitches with flowers,
exactly,
and like talking about how you wrote this album about a nigga that you fucked that was somebody else's man that has somebody else pregnant and you don't care, and like. Outside of your music or like your style, like you are ghetto, like you are, and like girl.
Ugh,
so I don't know what you're like complaining about, but if you want to go away, good fucking riddance. Like I
let me open the door
try
for you,
to stop
bitch.
You. Please don't pass go.
So
you
hopefully
sure will collect 200.
This is the last time we even have to talk about her on this show because she won't be doing shit else, right? Like fingers
yeah,
crossed.
Right.
Because
even if she quits music, she'll just find some business to talk about, or she'll fuck somebody and then say, "Oh my God, he ruined my credit." Yes, he did. Yes,
oh,
he
girl,
did.
Save it for Love and Hip Hop. Nobody cares.
Scott Storch files for bankruptcy.
How the fuck do you snort up that much coke, though? Like, how do you really do it? Chris Brown can't even do it. Scott Storch blew through millions. How the fuck?
Right. Well, Puff Daddy was arrested.
Wait, I know that wasn't it.
About Scott Storch?
Yeah, that was all you had to say.
Oh, I was literally just scrolling through my iPad and I saw that and I decided to mention it. I mean,
okay.
I don't really care. What does Scott Storch do besides fuck Lil' Kim?
He's a producer. The white man who produced like...
Yeah, but like what?
He worked with Christina Aguilera, I think, on her Stripped album. And if that whole like early 2000s, like 2001, 2000, I think 6 or 7, he produced like everybody's shit.
All right,
he had a whole moment. I can't believe he's broke. How the fuck?
Hey.
Listen, when you don't plan for the fucking future.
Puff Daddy was recently arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon after he attacked his son Justin's football coach at UCLA. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can translate this into Square Enix for me, or whatever language it is that I speak. Lari. I don't know what language.
What can I help you with?
Sailor Moon. Translated into anime for me. So apparently Justin, who will be a redshirt junior defensive back this fall, had missed some recent workouts and a quote wasn't giving a great effort on Monday morning. So his strength and conditioning coach Sal Alosi kicked him out of the session, sent his ass home. What is a red shirt?
Red shirt means you're on the team, but you're not playing.
So you're on the bench.
Yes, technically. And if he's a junior, has he been redshirt his whole... Well, it probably doesn't say it in the article, but has he ever actually played, or has he only ever just worked out with the team and been on the team?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because listen, the thing about being a redshirt is that, no, you're not playing, but you're still getting that fucking scholarship. And there was a whole big mess about him getting that scholarship in the first place because he doesn't fucking need it. So I wonder how this went from him, like, being dismissed from practice to his daddy coming and throwing kettlebells in people's faces.
So they're saying at about noon, he came back with his dad.
Went to the office. Jesus!
While the man was on the phone, he asked Puffy to wait while he finished his call. That's when they say he got upset, entered the locker room. No, he entered the office and came around the table. And that's when the coach, I guess, lifted his hand up and told Justin to leave, or like, take your daddy and go, or whatever. And then this says that Puffy walked into his hand and said to take your hands off me.
What?
Like, it says where the put his hands up in a non-threatening way. Diddy then walked into Alosi's hand and told Alosi not to put his hands on it.
Oh,
that's
God.
What it says.
That is so childish.
So he's like, "You better don't touch me. What the fuck?" Like, any old reason.
You run up on somebody and they'd be like, "Bitch, get off me." Okay, girl.
So they're saying that's when this fight broke out, and, you know, personnel at the gym or locker room place, wherever, had to break it up.
So Diddy hit him with a kettlebell?
He picked up. Puffy picked up a kettlebell and swung it at one of the interns.
Oh, no. God, why?
The coach had scratches on his face and his shirt was ripped. And that's that.
Okay, but you could very easily kill somebody with a kettlebell.
I mean,
you could smash somebody's skull in like it is nothing. Especially if it was over, like, I don't know, probably 15 pounds or so. Like, you could have easily fucked somebody up. Is he still in jail?
No, of course.
Well, he was there longer than I thought he was. Like, it seemed hours.
Yes,
maybe
because
even
he
overnight.
Was probably demanding that they bring him a fresh batch of ranch for his pizza that he ordered while he was in solitary confinement with bitches. Like, then he ain't just going to no goddamn jail. Like, it's anyway, so
all this because your son is not that great at football and was not putting in the effort.
His
wow.
rep says that he was simply trying to defend himself and his son.
Defend him from what, though? If you don't come to fucking practice, then you need to go the fuck home. You are not so good that you can skip fucking practices, even if you are red shirt.
You can't just be going around fighting nobody. Like, you punched Drake in the face and that was enough. Like, that hurt my feelings because you just hit Drake.
Drake is low-key fine now. Have you seen Drake lately with this beard? I'm sorry. He just is. It does something for him. Like, it improves his face.
So you just trying to come out here and scoop up all the goddamn prizes.
I'm just...
Do you just not... you just don't want to be put... Like, you're just not gay no more?
Where are the black... Please show me the black lesbians for me to lust after. Where are they? Where are the black lesbians for me to lust after in media? I would love to see them. Show them to me.
Your mentions are going to be shit tomorrow.
There's nobody other than Pusey.
So, and Pusey wears full Sephora on her face now. So.
And I just can't. I'm sorry. I like my studs to be plain-faced. I can't deal with studs and heels. It just ruins the fantasy for me. So, I'm not able to do. She's fine, but, like, on the show. Anyway.
Where none of them are supposed to wear makeup because they're in prison.
I'm just saying, she's gorgeous. She don't need all that, but, you know, that's my own personal preference. If she likes makeup, that's her business.
My daddy would do something similar to this in that he would be like, "Oh, your feelings are hurt, or you're such and such upset you. We're going down to that motherfucker and we're going to wreck shop." And then probably he would go down there and ask some questions, maybe a little bit louder than necessary. And then be like, oh, so this is your fault.
Exactly.
So you had me bring my black ass out here for no motherfucking reason. And then I would get my ass whooped. But I'm not surprised that that didn't happen in this situation, because everyone is rich and, you know, entitled. And how dare you? He should be the Beyonce of the team because he's my son and he has pecs now, even though he's like 5'1" and he has Beijing and like his hair is so soft. Like, how dare you?
I appreciate when people don't let famous people get away with bullshit. Like, there's no reason for Justin to be allowed to slide as far as like practicing shit is concerned, when every fucking body else on that team has to work for their scholarship.
Like, and like, isn't that the whole, like, isn't that how the environment of football or sports is anyway? Like, don't coaches usually be like, if you're not gonna bust your ass, go the fuck home, son.
Yes.
And you come back when you're ready. Like,
absolutely. Especially at a big football school like UCLA has a storied football program.
It was so good.
Is that the last football related like movie you ever saw, or maybe the last time you watched football?
It was probably the last big football movie I watched.
Okay. Well, I mean,
there were dicks in it.
This is just, so Diddy has another assault charge, except this is like assault with a deadly weapon. Like, this is, nigga, you cannot just keep, you can't go around beating up on people because they say it did something you don't like. It doesn't work like that. No matter how much fucking money you have, these niggas are spoiled.
I could just see him going to trial, though, and, like, standing on the table in the courtroom with, like, a fur coat and being this is the remix! And just, like, shimmying, and then everybody being like, eh! And then Faith Evans will come in, and Mary J. Blige will come in and perform. And then everybody will forget that, like, he did something wrong.
This is not the All About the Benjamins video. It's not gonna work like that. Court doesn't, you know,
like the Boondocks.
They're not going to let it. What, with that R. Kelly shit?
Yeah, I feel like that's what, like, I feel like he will come in there and then, like, the Locks will perform. And,
like, the fucking Locks?
And, like, Mace.
Bitch, from where? Mace from, where are they going to dig Mace's ass up from?
Christian Mingle.
Get the fuck out of
the
here.
The point is,
I'm done with your ass.
That, you know, you just can't be hauling off and hitting people, even for your light skinned kids.
Is this case, did Drake ever press charges? I know these white Drake people are pressing charges. I know that.
Charges against him.
That's not going away.
Cynthia Bailey is so embarrassed that her husband, Peter, was caught in the club, hugged and kissed up against some random woman who he says is his friend. And she's definitely not getting a divorce, but she just says that she's so embarrassed that this would have been caught on The Shade Room or Hell or wherever it is that they posted.
Aren't you embarrassed that Peter is your husband in the first place?
I mean, well,
much less that he was caught in the club with some other hoe. Who even cares? It's Peter. Like, girl, what? The bigger issue here is that you are legally attached to Peter. Like, that is your man, for real.
The bigger issue here is that Portia is a dumbass.
What do Portia have to do with it?
Because she posted something about the urge to be petty. Like, smell petty, Portia.
Okay, girl. Don't pipe up when it's not your turn. This don't
define
have
it.
Nothing to do. You don't even have a peach no more. Just stop jumping into situations that ain't got shit to do with you.
Cynthia needs to get rid of Peter, send his ass down to Little Five Points or Underground Atlanta so he can be the Black Santa and make his money that way. And then he can put that shit into the bar at Three Quarters or whatever the fuck that shit is called.
His coffee shop. Did you know he has a coffee place now? Peter's Coffee. Who the fuck thinks about Peter from Real Housewives and thinks, damn, I bet that nigga makes some good ass coffee? Who? Why?
I've thought that he probably makes like some good ass like jambalaya.
Really?
Or like red beans. Anything ricey.
Okay. I hate you so
much. Aroni.
I hate you so much because I just got it. I just paella.
Cake.
Is there rice in paella? I might be wrong about that.
Yes, I'm pretty sure there is. I feel like that's a key ingredient. That could be wrong.
I'll come to baby. What of that culture?
Either way, you know, Cynthia, do better, girl. Tammy Roman is pregnant with a baby.
I like how we have like 12 topics this week because you don't give a fuck about none of them.
I just really, like, I'm so tired.
You're just going through all of them like, well, here's the next flop.
All these people are so stupid. So dumb. Karrueche, you're not a lesbian. And even if you are a lesbian, we don't care. I think that you should try it out. I think that you'll probably have a much nicer, like, time being gay. But just do that shit for yourself. Don't be gay for us, girl. I'm not eating pussy with you, bitch. Just be a lesbian on your own motherfucking time.
Sure not.
Cynthia, girl, give up. We been and didn't care. You always been the Gretchen Wieners of life. That's all that you were ever designed for, is being a sidekick. And that's fine. Just be a sidekick for somebody that's actually nice to you and doesn't wear motherfucking Supersonic the Hedgehog wigs on all the goddamn time and got a back like a motherfucking F-150 and an attitude like a raging goddamn bull on coke. And then who the fuck else is out here Bow Wow talking about pedal stools with her motherfucking ass instead of reading books? That bitch wanted to be like
you
Mike. And then
way.
Over here, Tammy Roman talking about she pregnant at 60 years old and still doing Basketball Wives. Then may just be the, like, what the fuck?
Everybody is dumb. Everybody
all
is dumb.
So stupid. Shit. So dumb. Donald Trump talking about he want
to
be president.
Oh, girl. And no, listen, no one is going to allow that to happen. Donald Trump, get real with your fucking
you
self.
You are never going to be.
Never.
President.
Bobby Jindal is running to the president, Jesus, the governor of Louisiana. His racist, whitewashed ass. The Republicans are, it's just a complete shit show over there. It's just like every dumb ass conservative with some money is running for president. I'm tired of it already.
Like, I don't even understand. Oh, Oprah's gonna be
my running mate.
Like, are you just doing this because you want people to, like, pay attention to you and be like, oh, huh, Donald Trump is alive still. Like, what are you, because you're not...
I knew he was full of shit when he said he was going to build a wall between Mexico and the States and then make the Mexicans pay for it. That was when I was like, I don't need to hear shit else from this man. He's...
I feel like he answers all his questions with a magic conch. Like a magic conch shell from SpongeBob.
No.
Like, he pulls it and he'd be like, oh, magic conch, should I, like, invest in this company? Yes, you should. Oh, magic conch, should I have, like, Danny DeCane be on the next season of Celebrity Apprentice? Maybe. Like, it's just like, I feel like he is just
and the conch just
so
talks
dumb.
Back. I don't have time.
Why do they say conch?
I don't know, because this seems really ethnic for Donald Trump. I don't know what he could possibly be consulting, but it's nothing or nobody with some goddamn
conch.
Sense. Oh.
Is it not conch?
Listen, I don't know. That's not
SpongeBob said magic conch.
I honestly don't know.
Maybe that was
part
of the comedy.
I could have been saying it completely incorrectly because I'm not all the way sure what that is, so don't.
Oh my God, have you never had conch before?
The fritters?
Yes.
Yes, but I think I have.
Ooh, change your life.
Listen, in Oklahoma, we mispronounce a lot of words. So.
Like creek?
Like crick, yes.
Caramel.
Caramel. It's caramel. Only
soda.
White people on commercials say caramel.
Soda.
It's pop.
That's not.
It's pop.
No.
It is pop.
I don't
soda
think
is so.
Maybe if it's pop, if you're like on the fourth season of American Horror Story.
Oh my God. And my brother like made fun of me the last time we were around each other because I still say pop. And he was like, girl, you still like, you still say pop, really? Like, we don't live in Oklahoma.
Thank
anymore.
God. I appreciate that.
It's pop.
Well, those are all of the stories this week. Listen, I promise one day, like, I'll really, truly care.
No, you won't.
Like, no, I will.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Brown took his baby on a play date with Omarion and his baby.
Aww.
Oh, babies with dads.
Omarion's child is so
with product in
cute.
The hair. He is so cute. Oh, my goodness. He looked just like his dad.
Did Chris Brown, is he losing his edges or did he bleach his hair? What the fuck is going on with that? What is that?
Oh, God. Wait, so I saw something like that? No, I think he bleached it to look like a leopard or something.
Oh, okay. I'm like, he got
because
that LeBron
he's
shit
Brown,
going on.
And it's like, I mean, he could be, you know, he's got to be stressed.
Over what? He ain't got no fucking problems.
Over what not?
Over what not? Nigga, what?
Over everything. Oh my gosh, no, wait, is he losing his edges? This is how most of y'all ladies be looking at the clip. This must be, I don't know, I just can't even do with famous people at all right now.
Like, what?
I just can't wait. I really would like to, like, I don't want to be famous.
Mm-mm.
I just want to have so much money and, like, access that I can literally just be so bored that I'll just do dumb shit like this.
That's what I want.
Because it has to be. That has to be what it is. Like, I just don't have anything else to do, and I want for people to be talking about me. Oh, this is Karrueche and not Tierra Marie?
Who?
Oh, yeah, Tierra Marie's not this.
Wait, is Tierra Marie the baby mama? Omarion's baby mama?
No, that's April. Tierra Marie is the one that was fake with Ray J.
Oh, and he put her dirty panties
She's
out.
A bitch to me. She means nothing to me. Give me my monostat back.
Oh, okay.
Ray J was on the flight back from L.A. on my flight.
No, ew, gross.
On first class. And he was talking about like music or something, and they were bringing him drinks. And I was like, oh, God.
From L.A. to New York.
Yeah.
It's
like the first thing I saw when I got on that plane was Ray J. And I was like, if I wasn't going to plan on getting sleep before, I'm definitely going to bed now because I don't even have any more energy.
I would have been worried. I think I would have been a little apprehensive. Like, oh, God, what if it's Ray J's turn to die and I'm on the plane?
You're just the worst.
I think that would have been my first thought. Like, God, don't let me go down with Ray J.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
That's just awful.
Is that it? Or are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't give a fuck about these people this week.
I didn't. Whatever. Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel, one of my favorite things for when I'm like Oprah. Created by Tristan Walker, Bevel is the first and only shaving system created for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin, much like myself. And it's a razor that I love. It's sexy. The design is just sleek and chic and le freak. And the way that it's designed is like very specific for us and like made to prevent razor bumps, which if you're anything like me are just the absolute worst thing in the world. So if that sounds great to you, I urge you to try it.
Yeah, Bevel is a fantastic razor. It comes in a really gorgeous box. The packaging on it is fantastic. And then the razor itself is really great. I gave my brother one for Christmas, and he tells me all the time how much he loves it. We're sure you're going to love it, too. So head to getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. And use code THEREAD to get 20% off your first month. Kifuri loves it. My brother loves it. All your dads love it. Hopefully you got your dad one for Father's Day. If not, order one now and let him know it just came in late. And head on over to Bevel now and let them know that we sent you.
Hey, and we're back. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
So it's time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to dive right in this week from someone who wants to remain anonymous. So let's call her Mariana. Marinara. Okay. And Marinara says, Well, listen, it's anonymous. I was sitting at my desk on my boring ass job last week when I received a phone call from my doctor's office. I assumed they were following up with me about my birth control, but instead the nurse informed me that I have chlamydia and that she was sending a prescription for me to the pharmacy. I died 1,000 times before I recovered myself to ask her how, and she responded that it is the most common STI and asked about my recent sexual activity. When I told her that I'm in a monogamous long-term relationship, she said that I needed to talk to my boyfriend.
I mean, I would think you do.
Yeah, I kind of would have thought that that would have been like the very first. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that just would have been the first place I went. But she goes on to say that they have been dating long distance for the past few years. I just visited him a few weeks back and we had a fantastic weekend together. He told me that one night a girl came back to his house with his roommate who was talking to her friend. One thing led to another and he let this happen. Right. Blah, blah, blah. Again, this is his version of events, but I am heartbroken. This is the first time anything like this has ever happened to me. I've known my boyfriend for over 20 years and I cannot believe he would do something like this. This is also the first time I know of that he has had discretion. Our long distance relationship is hard, but he is so sweet to me and I've always trusted him. I'm angry as well and I want to leave him, but I love him so much and I really cannot imagine life without him.
Oh girl,
especially So anyway,
you don't have to be getting you no penicillin, baby. You a star girl.
We are within months of finally being able to live in the same city. please give me the advice I very much need to hear. Thank you so much. Marinara.
So, Marinara, this is the thing.
Girl. This isn't funny, but... Oh. Ma'am.
Well, no.
The chlamydia part's not funny.
No, definitely. That's not funny at all.
But...
None of it's really funny.
Yeah,
you know, we just have a horrible way of making horrible things funny because we're horrible
people. The thing about it is that when you wrote this out, you had to know what we were going to say to you. You had to know, like, or just have an idea that we were not going to co-sign you being in a relationship with somebody who would fuck around and then also give you the STD that he caught. Like, it wasn't bad enough for him to contract it. He actually gave it to you, too. Like, it just, we are, I don't think that I can encourage you to stay with this person.
I, you know, here's the thing. I understand. I wonder how many times I've said, here's the thing in my life. Gotta be in the thousands by now.
Okay.
So here it is. I know now that I can say to you the facts. I don't even have to give you an opinion because the fact is that he cheated on you. And then he brought you a few bugs home.
Lord God.
You know what I'm saying? And luckily, these are things that, you know, you can clear up and what have you. And chlamydia and gonorrhea are like the most common STDs, I think, in the country right now or something like that. But that's besides the point. What I know now is that I can tell you all of these things that should be enough for you to say, I am never going to speak to this nigga again. Mm-hmm. And it's just not going to be enough. The heart wants what it wants. And sometimes the heart is dumb as fuck. It's just so dumb. It is so dumb. That's why it's not the brain. It's the heart. So you have to you have to curb that shit because you can be in love again and find somebody that can make you feel all of these wonderful things that you feel about this person that will also, like, wash his dick and keep it to itself and, you know, just you.
Or even just keeping it to himself. Like, you deserve somebody who is willing to put his dick in you and only you. Like, you cannot feel like you love him so much that you are willing to let any fucking thing fly. Like, I could see if he had cheated on you and he was drunk and it was one stupid night and he called you the next morning in tears and like, oh baby, I did this terrible thing, but he didn't. Like, he caught an STD, he sent it to you, he waited for you to go to the doctor and then contact him about it and then made you like go back and forth to give you the information. Like, he wasn't forthcoming with you, he wasn't honest with you. It just sounds like a fucking mess and you don't need it. I understand y'all have been together for a while, but girl, like, come on.
It's just kind of like, sweetheart, this is what you're dealing with, and you have to experience, like, you have to be ready to be like, oh, nah. Like, even if you do love him, you'll probably get to a point one day where you'll be like, yeah, I can't do this. And I would think that, you know, getting chlamydia from him would be enough, but for some people, it's just not. You know, but think about this. This nigga cheated on you and gave you chlamydia and didn't say anything to you. What do you think he'll do to you next? Like, if you stay with him?
Right.
Because that's enough. You're basically, like, you staying with him would be you telling him that he can fuck somebody and give you a whole entire fresh ass STD just sitting there like pesto, just all bubbling down in your crotch.
Okay, yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, and you'll just still be there.
So good.
Like,
thank you for that visual.
You just can't do that. You gave me smell and taste, bitch, so don't you get started.
You gave me cousin fucker, so how about you don't?
Detail.
Cousin fucker.
Cousin fucker didn't cousin tell fucker. You how it went down.
She fucked her cousin.
She didn't give you, like, positions.
All right. Anyway, though.
Pungent odor, sour smell and taste.
You deserved that for cousin fucker.
Oh, that's a lie.
Truly, you
that
did.
That is a fresh inaccuracy.
Mm-mm. I had no idea that people in relationships did not use condoms, though. Like, I think until we started doing this show. I did not know, because just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean the other person is being faithful or that you can't still get pregnant.
I mean, in 2015, being in a relationship with someone that has a penis, I feel like, you know, it's probably, you know, your best bet. But people, they're like, no one uses condoms.
I just, okay, well, you know, good luck to you.
Like, nobody.
We can't.
Like, I don't even, like, I don't even know how we're still here. Like, just,
how has the human population not been wiped out?
I don't know.
Just from the, like, blatant non-condom usage. But I mean, you know, married people cheat too. So where do you even draw the line? Like, anyway, good luck to you, girl. Our next question comes from someone who identifies herself as Annalise Keating. And it says, hi, Kid Fury and Crystal. I'm curious to know how you would address a friend who has an issue with getting darker. For as long as I've known this person, they've shown signs of having a preference for light skin. And they are very, very careful not to get too dark during the summer months. They are fairly anti-black in general. And since I also am black, I've had to address my own issues regarding skin color. However, I find it difficult to be around people who cannot let go of such toxic and narrow definitions of attractiveness and blackness. I worked hard to unlearn what I was brainwashed into believing, and I cannot allow myself to fall back into that trap. I pulled away from this person significantly in terms of closeness, but I don't want to cut them off completely just yet. Why? Because I feel like there's so much I can teach them. I thought about possibly gifting them a book on colorism, but I thought that was What's your advice? Thanks, Annalise.
Look, Delarice, you can touch all the angels you want.
Sure you can.
But there's just no need. Like, I just, like, why don't... Have I not said before, like, other people's ignorance is not your problem. It's not your issue. It's their issue. And they have access to go and gain knowledge or find, you know, self-help wherever. Like, you don't have to be the person that's going to teach anybody anything, especially if you're saying that he or she makes you feel however the fuck. Like, you're pulling back from this friend because that's how badly this affects you emotionally, but you want to still be friends because you feel like you can take them on like some kind of a magic school bus trip and show them like the history of colorism.
Well, sometimes you want to keep people around because you feel like they can be saved, but
when people get on my nerves to that level where I don't want to be around them, I don't want to be around them at all. Like, I'm just never like, oh God, like, I really... No, that's not true. There are some times I'll be like, oh, such and such really is like so annoying now, or this really bothers me and I just don't feel like dealing with it right now, but I do want to be their friend because I can see other qualities in them. But most of the time I end up just not being friends with them anymore because who has time? I don't
like, I'm never really in the space where I'm like, yeah, I would love to waste my time arguing with you about some dumb shit that I already know, like, for to what? Be bullshit. But I definitely heard that same thing growing up. It was a lot of black people who were just like, oh girl, I can't go swimming, I can't go outside between May and August, like, I cannot get any darker. It was just like, they considered it the worst thing in the world to be getting darker. And I think still today, there are a lot of people who do that, especially black women who are just like, just running cognizant from the sun and will not get in the water and all that because they are so worried about getting darker. And I just am like, what is so bad about it? What is so terrible about being
I've
black?
Had plenty of times where I'll be like, ooh, let me make sure I got my sunscreen or whatever. I'm about to go swimming because I don't need to get, but that's, I'm already pretty chocolate.
But sunscreen doesn't keep you from getting darker. It just keeps you from getting cancer. There's nothing you can put on your body to keep your skin from getting darker in the sun. Like, that doesn't, it doesn't work like that. Sunblock does not literally block the sun.
Thank you. Blessing.
Well, what the fuck?
Science guy.
I think if I were you, I would just be like, so listen, I love myself and my blackness, and so I can't be around your ass when you get started on this bullshit. I'm just letting you know, like, I can't be around that shit. If you're gonna act like that, I can't put my... Not saying you have to learn to love yourself, but you are gonna have to learn to not have me, you know, around, because I don't want to be around that bullshit. Just like I don't like being around sexist people or misogynistic or homophobic or anything else. I don't like being around anti-black people, especially black anti-black people. I mean, and if they can't respect that, then that's their business.
It's never gonna happen. Stop trying to make it happen. Okay. Like, that's basically the moment that you have to have in your friendship, which is basically just, oh God, I'm so tired of hearing this shit. Just shut up. I don't want to hear about it no more. Like, whatever. Like, just be quiet. If you're gonna get darker, girl, then just ask Akon how he deals with it. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay. So good luck to you. Our last question, this is actually one that I got quite a few of, and I just picked this one because she was the nicest about it. The rest of you were kind of bitchy, but anyway. This is from D, and it says, I know this may be a stupid question, and I very well may get read for this, but I'm very upset about the Rachel Dunazal situation. If you did that on purpose, then you are my fave, because Dunazal is what she should be. Anyway, as well as her dumbass comments. However, while listening to the show last week, I had a question about something you said. You read Melissa Harris Perry for toying around with the idea of being transracial. I don't have an opinion on that notion, because when people bring it up, I find that it's usually an excuse for Rachel dressing in blackface. My thing is, why is being assigned the wrong race at birth that much different than being assigned a wrong gender? You said that having a certain race is a result of heritage and lineage and is just what you are. And is and in essence, it's predetermined. Someone could argue that gender is a matter of being born that way and it's already picked for you. I would really like to further pick your brain. I can usually understand and appreciate your opinions, even if I don't agree. But this one went over my head. Sincerely, D. So thank you, D, for this note. And I'm just going to say that, yes, although race is a result of your ancestry and like being born of black people is how you become black. It is also a social construct, like I said on that episode, whereas what it means to be black depends on where you are. So like being black in America may not be what it means to be black in Brazil or the Dominican Republic or in Nigeria or wherever else across the globe. Like depending on the society that you are in, that social construct, that determines how your race is perceived or how you are treated according to your race in that particular society. If you are transgender, then you are transgender no matter the fuck where you go. You are trans in Oklahoma, in New York, in Canada, in Japan, in Russia. If you are transgender, that is your gender identity formed in utero, formed during your toddlerhood. That is something that is very personal and exclusive to you. That is not something that changes depending on where you are in society or what point of time you are in history. What it means to be black now, like I said before, is not what it meant 50 years ago or 100 years ago. The standards of what society considers black or white have changed, and they constantly will change. And like I said, from country to country, they change. If you are transgender, that is personal to you, and that is your identity no matter where you are, no matter what time period you're in. It is not something that is shaped necessarily by the society you live in, but it is a personal identity. Rachel cannot be transracial because there is no way she was born black and assigned white at birth. That doesn't even make sense. You can't be born any race other than what you are because, again, of your ancestry and where you are in society. She just is white. You cannot be trans black. It just doesn't work like that. And hopefully that helped clear that up for you. Shout out to you for putting it in a nice way. The rest of you who were like, well, bitch, I don't agree, could kiss my ass because you're still wrong. And as far as I'm concerned, that ends the questions for this week.
I don't, you know, there's no way for me to say it without sounding mean.
I knew you were going to say something bitchy. So
I don't have any. Here's the thing. When you're a bitch, it's frustrating because like the first and like only, I would actually spend more time thinking of the nice thing to say when it's like, all I have is the bitchy answer.
Yeah. And right. And that was my first inclination to be like, well, girl, because
you but just have this is to a remember that yeah. people don't think the way that you do. Mm-hmm. And people aren't going to have the same perspective or understanding of things that you will. So for me, it's just frustrating because it's like, how the fuck are people even asking such a dumbass question? But people really don't understand because they just don't. And it is, you know, it's
and I would
great.
Rather you ask than being like right. loud and wrong about it. Like,
because
well,
you
no,
don't know what the
you.
Fuck your dumbass is talking about in the first place, idiot. So shut your stupid ass up and pick up a goddamn book before you start yelling and talking about bitches is wrong. And oh, I don't know how to because you're dumb. You're right. dumb. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about in the first. Not dumb. Let me not say dumb.
No, you being are dumb not and dumb. Ignorant. Right. You are
like,
not.
Like you
dumb.
Are ignorant to or of the facts here. You're trying to form an understanding of what it means to be trans. So mm-hmm. people are trying to explain to you that this is what it means to be transgender, and transracial is not a real thing for all of these
not
reasons.
At all.
It's not because, oh, well, I just don't understand it, so it's not real. Like, we've already been over that. Right. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
You're just going to have to read some science articles and do some research on the
National
internet
Geographic.
If you want to get into, like, the biological
channel
functions
on Discovery.
Behind this. But you don't inherit your gender identity from your parents. Like, you inherit certain physical characteristics from them that are associated with race. But who, like, my identity as a woman was not passed down to me from my mother or my father. My racial characteristics were. And that is the main difference. So hope we cleared that up for y'all. If you have a question, you can send it to asktheread@gmail.com. And now we're going to get ready for the reads. Okay, so for my read this week, I'm going to be talking about an entity that I have tried my very best to ignore over the past several years, and that is CNN. when I was a kid, CNN was like the most respected news source that I could like have possibly thought of. And my uncle would like watch it 24/7. And it just seemed to be like very serious and very real news. And it was like this name that I grew up respecting a lot, you know. But ever since Don Lemon decided to turn up the coon factor on CNN, I haven't been able to deal with it or him. And I've largely ignored his ass because I know that when you hate watch a person or a program like y'all doing with Raven Simone's dumbass right now on The View, all that does is increase that person's visibility, increase their paycheck, increase their numbers. Like, all it does is help strengthen them in their desire to keep being dumbass fuck faces. So if you missed this, which I certainly did, the internet had to let me know, Don Lemon, who hosts CNN Tonight, held up a giant sign on Monday and it read "nigger" and had the words "does this offend you" across the bottom of the screen. Now, Don Lemon has done a lot of shit. He has blamed women for their own rape. He goes down to these areas when like police brutality happens and trolls the fuck out of the black people in the area. Like, everybody is sick of Don Lemon shit. But this right here, I just felt like I took it more personally than the rest of his dumb shit, because we are coming off the heels of so much shitty news. It is like over the past year and a half, it has been nonstop bad news for black people in America. We literally just dealt with the Charleston shooting last week, and now we have Don Lemon's dumbass on CNN now holding up a sign called "nigger" asking if this is offensive. At some point, you motherfuckers have got to say, okay, you know what? There's some shit that I won't do for a check, and I'm gonna draw the line right here. Don Lemon does not know where the fuck that line is at. Like, I really feel like Don Lemon would sell out his own damn mama if it meant he would have more ratings and another year on his fucking show. It's like he is just hell bound and determined to embarrass the rest of us as much as he possibly can by being the dumbest idiot of all time. And speaking of CNN, Timothy Egan wrote this on, I think it was the New York Times, and then appeared on CNN to defend it, but said this, and I quote, "The first black man to live in the White House, long hesitant about doing anything bold on the color divide, could make one of the most simple and dramatic moves of his presidency, apologize for the land of the free being, at one time the largest slaveholding nation on earth." So you mean to tell me, young dumb white man on CNN, that you think the first black president of the United States should be the one to formally apologize for slavery? You mean the nigga should be the one to apologize for slavery? First of all, President Obama is not even a descendant of black American slaves. His father is from Nigeria. So it makes kind of even less sense for him to be the one. But don't you think maybe one of the 40 some odd white presidents who came before his ass?
44.
Like, don't you think maybe one of the other white motherfuckers, literally any one of them, would have maybe been more suited to be the ones to apologize for slavery, considering some of the fucking presidents even had slaves in office? Like, you gotta be fucking joking me. So now the onus is on black people to get their shit together and apologize for the bullshit. Like, you want us to apologize for slavery? Just like that dumbass Bill Chumley, who I think is some politician in South Carolina, I don't know what he is, a state senator or some shit, actually blamed the people, the victims of the Charleston massacre, for dying. Said that, well, they just sat there and waited for their turn to die, and nobody got up to stop the gunman from doing all this, and it doesn't make any sense that he had time to reload his gun 5 times, and why didn't anybody get up? How is it that y'all are blaming us for our own fucking oppression? How is it that y'all shipped a whole bunch of people from their native land and threw them all across the Western world, and now it's our fault that you have oppressed us for this long? Now it's our responsibility to get up and rise up against y'all and apologize for the shit you did to us? Apologize for your racist ass flag that's still flying in so many of the states in the southern half of this fucking country? Apologize? You want us to how are you putting the blame on the people who died for not stopping this crazy racist white man from killing them? It's like y'all just refuse to acknowledge that the real problem in this country is you. CNN, the problem is you. Bill Chumley, the problem is you. Peter Egan, the problem is you. The problem is you and your dumbass white ancestors who have put in you that somehow you are more important or more valuable or smarter or anything fucking else than black people, and everything that has happened to black people is a result of something they've done to themselves. No, the reason black Americans are in such shitty situations is because y'all have done everything you can to disempower us since we fucking got here, and you still have the same racist bullshit structures in place to make sure we don't fucking get ahead. The only difference now is that we woke, and all we doing is getting more and more woke, and I swear to God, we're not gonna sit back and take this bullshit. Fuck CNN. Stop watching CNN. I don't care if your favorite professor got booked for a segment. I don't care if your homegirl with the dope ass Twitter account is gonna be on it. Stop watching that bullshit. It is the most anti-black racist station you could possibly get your news from. Bitch, literally anywhere else. Like, well, okay. Okay, there is Fox, but at least Fox is blatantly racist. Fox is unapologetically racist. CNN uses Don Lemon to prop up their racism and filter it through him, so people can't just be like, "Oh, well, this is blatantly racist." Like, no white man would get away with saying the dumb shit Don Lemon says or doing the dumb shit Don Lemon says in the name of black people. It would never fucking happen. CNN filters their bullshit through him so they can get away with it, and I'm fucking sick of it. Stop watching that bullshit.
So I don't have a read.
Why not?
Because you used, well, you kind of.
Did I steal yours?
What I did in LA, which is express to people that I'm extremely tired. Like, I'm just so exhausted. This whole thing is so tiring. And every single time that these stories come out in the news, these racially charged stories, which is like every 12 hours. We get tagged in all of them, and it's just exhausting. And nobody but black people understand what it feels like, even white allies. You don't get it because you won't. You weren't raised with parents telling you all of these things that you're seeing happening in front of your eyes now. And it's just really exhausting. But my read itself was supposed to be like, more so just a conversation on, like, white excuses. And, like, because I'm really, like, that's what my focus is on. Mm-hmm. Because people keep saying, like, even black folk keep saying that we need to stay woke. Like, don't sleep. But I keep telling y'all, like, black people ain't been asleep. Like, we've been awake for centuries. It's white people that have been asleep. So I don't understand. Like, my focus now is kind of more so on why white people do things like... know that some white boy slaughtered 9 people in a church and that he did it because he's racist. Mm-hmm. And like, what inspires you to then make all of these excuses that are completely irrelevant from the fact? Like, what inspires you to then be focused on his mental health? Like, even if he's, first of all, why is he mentally ill? Because he's not making up bullshit like you are, because he went in there, he killed those black people, and we know why he did it. Like, we didn't even have to hear him say it or read a manifesto. It was very clear, and he came forward and confirmed it and basically said, yep, killed them niggas, I don't give a fuck, I'll do it again, I really don't feel any kind of way about it. Like, I did. He's mentally ill because he's not a liar like y'all niggas are. Like, what do I don't, like, where do the excuses come from? What inspires you to constantly divvy away from the point? Like, what could inspire you to blame the victims in this case? Because we all know that if that boy had walked in some white girl's sweet 16 and killed her and her best friends, that nobody would be blaming them and saying, why didn't anybody fight for the gun? Like, what is it? What is it that makes white people, are you that comfortable in your privilege? Are you, like, that afraid that you're going to lose your privilege or your status in this country or in the world if people, like, want to do something about injustice? That is the thing that's really bothering me and confusing me. Because y'all keep trying to tell us that, oh, well, we need to pray about it. Like, those people weren't praying when they got shot up in that literally entire house of prayer, that place of worship. Like, that's not what they were doing. And they're so rooted in that prayer with this guy that y'all introduced black people to when you stole their asses or bought their asses and brought them over here. They're so, like, dedicated to, and we have so much faith rooted in this religion that their kids, grandkids, or whoever can look at that man's face in a court and for however, what with whatever strength that I don't know that I'll ever have, say, I forgive you. I'm so broken and I'm so hurt, but I forgive you. Because that's all that is God. So don't tell black people that they need to pray when you're the one fucking killing us. Do something about it. Since you want to say that every single white person with a gun who went out and did some heinous shit with it is mentally ill, then why can mentally ill people purchase guns? Why can people with criminal records just buy guns? And why, when people say that or ask that, do you have people like Jim Cooley walk into Hartsfield-Jackson Airport with an AR-15 rifle talking about, are you going to arrest me? I bet your sweet ass you're not going to arrest me because I know my rights. I can carry this motherfucking gun. But Tamir Rice can't have a BB gun or a super soaker in the park without getting shot up. Why? Like,
can you imagine if your black ass tried to go to fucking Hartsfield-Jackson with an automatic? My nigga, they wouldn't. You wouldn't even get out the cab. They would.
I wouldn't get out the cab if I didn't have my ID. Like the first, a rifle, mm-hmm. So strapped on his back, like this nigga was Mad
walking
Max,
around.
Or the fucking Predator, or some shit, just walking around Hartsfield. Can you imagine if you touch down in Atlanta and you just see some white man looking like Colonel Sanders with a whole entire "We Are the fucking Dead President's Ass" gun on his fucking back? Are you like? The airport. White people can do shit like that. You couldn't ever have been Middle Eastern. You couldn't have been Indian. You couldn't have been nothing with that. With a gun.
Can you
imagine?
You can't have 1 ounce of color and have a gun at the busiest airport in the fucking country. Nigga, yeah, right. They would have gunned your ass down before you hit TSA.
What is it? Because if anything, stories like Charleston and all the other ones that we've been marching about and crying about and talking about on this fucking show, like, if these aren't huge, dramatic, eye-opening situations for everyone, because it's really a testament about the way, not even just that, oh, black people are oppressed and we're, you know, disadvantaged and, you know, systemic racism, oh my God. It's not even just that. It's like,
oh my God.
It's outside of that, look at the way that we treat one another in this country, and we shouldn't even have to. Like, this is a developed nation, and it's just like, oh, I just don't like them niggas because they black, so I'm gonna just go and kill them. I'm gonna just sit in their Bible study with them and be smiling and laughing, and then I'm gonna kill all of them because they rape our women. This is what he says, you know, homeboy with the whirlwind bang, the 365,
that bowl cut,
the 360 degree motherfucking harsh bang, just that sharp two train round the world bang,
that never ending bang.
He said something about black people that rape their women and are taking over their country. Wait, this is the thing. Like, because you have these apartheid patches, like, ironed onto your fucking jackets and this Confederate flag, like, you have to know enough to know. Like, you can't know what these flags and all of these things represent and not know that your ancestors raped their way through Africa, raped their way through all of the Native American villages that were here long before they brought their asses over here with smallpox and the plague or whatever the fuck else.
Right.
Like,
y'all invented rape.
Like, y'all, like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Taking over the country? Like, niggas can't even buy Skittles without getting shot. What are you talking about?
And why, like, would you kill six women if it was about rape? It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm just so interested in the, like, the mind of the racist, because I want to know what is the incentive? Like, what are you trying to accomplish here? Or what are you really, really going through? What are you thinking? Like, is this all in an effort to make excuses because you feel like, oh man, well, I didn't buy any slaves and everybody hates me because I'm white? Like, what is the problem? If nobody should be able to walk into any place and just kill some unarmed folk, regardless. And I know that's what your white asses like to hear, because you hate when we say Black Lives Matter and you feel like it should include everybody because white people should be able to have everything that they want. So, like, in, like, the bigger picture here is that some
asshole walked into a place of worship and killed these people. That should be enough to be like, we have to do something about this, because it's not even a foreign story. That church ain't even like a stranger to attacks. Like,
he's not a fool. He did this on purpose. He knew what church he was going to. So, he knew it was the anniversary of the slave uprising. Like, he knew what the fuck he was doing. This ain't some dumb cracker.
I say all that to say, like, I'm just tired of all of the, oh, but, you know, black on black crime. Oh, but you're no angel either, baby. Oh, but, you know, his parents were probably so mean to him. Oh, but, like, some idiot's talking about he doesn't even really look white. Like, what? Like, are you, you're not, you can't really, you can't be that dumb. Like, it's impossible for you to be that stupid. You would have to be having some kind of a chunk of your brain missing, mm-hmm. or some kind of just like dramatic brain damage for you to really believe these things. So where is the excuse coming from? You know what? It doesn't even matter. Fuck the excuses. I'm not accepting them. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. I'm not interested in hearing any more of it or playing that game with you. If you want to lie, if that makes you feel better, if that's your way of dealing with grief, or if that's your way of dealing with tragedy, terrorism, or any kind of social injustice that you just really don't know how to wrap your mind around, then deal with that shit on in like your own private settings. Don't take that shit to me. Leave that shit off of the internet. It's distracting, and I'm not here to be distracted anymore. Take Rachel Dole juice with you. I feel like you invented that bitch with your white excuses. Like, you just manifested a whole white lie in the form of Rachel Dole peaches or whatever. I don't care about her. You made this, like, all of this in an effort to distract people from the point. And why? For what? Stop telling black people that we need to wake up, or that we need to pray, or that we need to band together and we need to do anything. Because we've done it all. We've marched. We've cried. We've screamed. We've gone to jail. We have
died.
We've died. We've done every single thing, and nothing changes. And you know why? Because we don't have the power, and we're not fucking valued. So if you want to see some change, and if you want for people to stop talking about racism, then you be the fucking change. You get your ass up and you march somewhere, and you cry, bitch, and you scream, bitch, and you feel sad, bitch, and you weep over the bodies of your children's and brothers, and you feel the pain for a second, and be the goddamn change. Because no one gives a fuck about it when it's us. Since you white ass motherfuckers are the ones with all of the power and making all the shots, since you love calling the shots and being the motherfucking change, you do something about it. That's what the fuck we're waiting for, because you got all the power and that's the way that you motherfucking like it. But no one's gonna take their motherfucking feet off your necks. No one's gonna stop calling you out in your fucking bullshit. It's exhausting as it is. And as many times as I just wanna come into this show and talk about fucking Beyonce and read the fucking MTA for the train still smelling like urine and vomit, I'm gonna keep coming into this motherfucker, and I'm gonna keep calling your dumb white asses out, because all you wanna do is lie to us as if we're so stupid, or we're fresh out the goddamn trees and we're still chucking spears down Malcolm X Boulevard and we don't know no better. Bitch, you be the goddamn change, since we can't do anything. So I'm done.
Did you see on Fox and Friends, well, I'm sure you didn't see it, but did you see like online where they said, oh, well, you know, I mean, it was a white guy in a black church, but, you know, they were also Christians and this happened in a church, so it's probably just an attack on Christianity.
Attack on religion. What? Like,
Christians are not under attack,
like,
in America.
Like, what is the, even if you don't care, like, let's say that you don't even give a fuck, yeah, right? Uh-huh. Like, what is the problem with calling a spade a motherfucking spade? Why can't you be like, this guy clearly did this because these people are black and he hates black people for one reason or another. Maybe a black guy took his girl for the love of his life, or he found out his mama was fucking a black dude, or he just hates, you know, Young Jeezy, whatever his fucking, it's irrelevant. But what is the problem, even if you don't care, even if you are glad they died? Like, why the excuses? It's literally adding insult to injury. And that's the part I don't understand. I'm like halfway fascinated, mm-hmm. by how quickly white people are ready to just jump to any old cockamamie ass motherfucking excuse. Oh, well, you know, nobody likes Arizona tea anyway. You know, if you think about it, like, Arizona, like, nobody even knows where that is. It's a real sketchy juice, and I can totally understand why you would get shot. Like, that's the dumb shit that they come up with, yeah, all the time. It's like,
That's the reach they make to justify it. And it's because white people don't want to be uncomfortable. They don't want to have their feelings hurt. They don't want to feel icky inside. They don't want to have a hard conversation about race. Right. If they have to say, well, you know what? He did this because he's a stone cold goddamn racist. And that is it. Then we're going to have a real conversation about race. And nobody's ready for that. They don't want to feel bad.
To do it.
Nobody wants to feel
and for
bad.
What?
But you can't talk about slavery and expect everybody to be in a good mood, girl. It's a shit story.
Like, it sucks, dumbass.
It's bad. Girl, you're not gonna feel good.
So why don't you get your ass up and let's do something about it so that we can expedite this process of fixing it, and then you won't have to hear about it no more. But I promise you, you sitting there and making up all of these motherfucking once upon a time ass fairy tales about why this shit isn't real is not gonna stop it from happening, and it's not gonna stop you from hearing about it. So get the fuck up and do something about it, dumbass. I'm bitter. Okay, I'm finished.
All right, so I think we should probably just stop there. That wraps up the
read.
I was
this close to saying honky. I was going to say it.
You should have gone
for it. I'm going through the summer with honky. I don't care.
Maybe next time. So send your questions, like we said earlier, to asktheread@gmail.com. Make sure you check us out at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We will be posting a link to our pod survey. It only takes 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's totally anonymous. And when you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So go to podsurvey.com/READ or check us out on Twitter or Facebook for the link. Fill that out. Let us know and enter to win that $100 Amazon gift card.
Yes. Also, big shout out. Well,
not that big of a shout out.
No, because I didn't know if I wanted to say that first, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. Okay. Big shout out to Los Angeles. I just had such a great weekend.
Yes.
I mean, aside from E3, which is amazing, I'll talk about it some more in my next Neon video, which I'll talk about in a second. But yes, E3 was amazing. And the show was a lot of fun. Thank you so much to everybody who came out. Shout out to Dormtainment for coming through. Them niggas are so funny. Thank you for coming.
Shout out to everybody who brought us weed and edibles.
Oh my gosh. I mean, y'all just, you understand.
You
get
us.
Get it.
You really do.
Shout out to the girl who was super high at the end who asked me that question about Sailor Moon.
And, shout out to the audience for being so rude. The audiences are always rude. Like, y'all always be coming for each other. Like, it's a mess.
And we tried to like make this question process quick because you had to catch that red eye, which nobody knew. And people were like, oh, but I had a question. You see me here in the back, fury. Anyway, love LA. Also, make sure that you are following Kid Fury on YouTube. KIDFURY, where you can watch my Furious Thoughts videos, as well as The Green Experiment with myself and Crystal and Dustin and Sante, and my new web series, Neon, which is all focused on video games and nerd culture. And that's where I'll be talking about E3 and reviewing video games and doing Let's Plays and all that kind of stuff. Aside from that, Furies, that's not what it's called, 305 Live is on Sunday. 305 Live is Sunday. If you don't have a ticket, I think there's still some available. It's also Pride weekend. I think it's supposed to rain, but the venue has like a retractable roof, so the party is going strong regardless of what the weather is looking like, and I urge you to be there and shake your ass with me to some Trina.
Especially if you're a fine stud, you should come out just because.
I mean, the studs are going to be, it's like, it's
for
Pride for y'all
purposes.
Too.
I mean, yes.
Oh, yeah, but you'll be touching in late. You'll be coming back.
But I'm coming back first thing Sunday, so I have all Sunday to stare at you girls. So please.
So yes, I definitely urge, you know, you studly ones to show out, you know, one for Crystal, one for myself.
I just don't understand how there are more studs in Oklahoma City than New York City. Like, I don't
believe that.
Well, I never see them.
Well, if they're anything like the studs I know, they're all chose and don't leave the house.
Oh, God. They probably are all married with kids. Ugh. Okay.
They're here. You just got to find them.
I want to say thank you to Chastity and Cece over at the CurvyCon for inviting me. I had so much fun meeting everybody who was there and taking pictures and Snapchatting and all that. So thanks again, girls, for having me out. Also, I am going to be on another round next week with Heaven and Tracy over at BuzzFeed. We were in the studio a couple days ago and just had a great time. So make sure you check out BuzzFeed and another round for when that airs, I think, next Tuesday.
Oh, I meant to say really quick about the 305 party. When I said that the dress code was feeling myself, don't feel like you need to wear a Chicago Bulls jersey. I know that's what a lot of you are going to go for, and it's fine, but like, mix it up. Just summer color, fine, breezy, fun. Also, if you do not have an ID, you will not be able to get in. There's nothing that we can do about that. So make sure that you have your ID. You need to be 21 to get in. There's no way around that. I'm so sorry. Make sure that you... wait, there's something that we're... there's another announcement. I've got it. I'm right here.
What is it?
It's in me right here.
It's coming. It's coming. Something. It's coming. It's not coming.
You don't have anything
else? I'm done. That was all my announcements.
Damn it.
What do you have? Do you have...
I know that... oh, shout out Francesca Ramsey.
Yes, we just watched that.
Make sure that you jump on over to MTV News on their YouTube. Francesca's new show, MTV Decoded, is up. It's been up for maybe the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to be on the team of writers for the show. Thanks so much for that, Francesca and co. And it's a really great show about race. It's very, you know, lighthearted and fun and funny and awesome. And so I think you should support her.
This episode about 13 things white people take for granted is fucking hilarious.
I had so much fun.
Y'all are so good. So yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Francesca.
Okay. And yes, I think that's it.
All right. Do we have an acronym or are we done?
ILCWSM.
I love cunt whispers so much.
Chicken wings.
Ah, so close.
I mean, you should have known that. That's me.
Right, I should have.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.